The fortune teller. Where will you be in 100 years? A Bible and tract distributor was returning homeward one evening through the heart of a large oriental city when he was accosted by a tall, fine-looking young man with the words, "I'll tell your fortune." Our friend was so taken aback that for a moment he did not reply, and the man explained, "I'm a fortune teller. I can tell you what will happen in the future." "But how am I to know that you tell the truth?" "Oh, I have books. I tell by astrology." "Well, I would like to ask you a question first, so as to test whether you can really tell the truth or not. If you can tell my fortune truly, you certainly can tell your own. Where will you be in 100 years? The young man looked greatly annoyed and replied, "Oh, I don't know that. But you let me look at your hand and I will tell your fortune for you." "But," replied the Christian, "I also am a fortune teller. I also use books, and if you will tell me one thing, I will tell your fortune for you." "What do you want me to tell you?" "Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son?" "No, he was not God's Son." "Now," replied our friend, taking a New Testament from his bag, "I will tell your fortune. My book tells me, 'He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him.' This is your fortune. Now you have the wrath of the living, true God ever abiding on you, and in 100 years you will be in hell, in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, unless you believe on the Son of God. You need not perish, for God has provided you salvation, but you must believe and receive Christ." The professed fortune teller was told that Jesus Christ had died for him, and Christ's atoning death alone could deal with the penalty of his sins. A long talk ensued on the side of the street, and the fortune teller asked, "May I have one of your books?" A request that was gladly granted. The next question was, "Where do you live? When may I come and see you?" The following day, he and a friend came and had a long talk with the Christian and departed with a copy of the Bible. What the result may be, God alone knows. But let me ask you, listener, have you ever thought about your fortune, your eternal fortune? You need not remain in doubt as to that. Thank God we have a book that leaves no room for uncertainty in these matters. Where will you be in 100 years? Yes, where will you be tomorrow? What could be more brief, more pointed, more precious, and yet more awful than these solemn words? "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." John 3:36. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. This is the witness of God which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. 1 John 5:12. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16.